Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just the same. You do your thing on the side, and still dating man. Don't you be
church from YouTube. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. It's another year. Oh, yes, that the Lord has kept us, 2014. Oh, we just thank the Lord. We bless his name for keeping us, hallelujah, in such a day and time as this. I tell you, we see so much stuff, and we saw a light in 2013. I believe in God that he's going to, you know, set his house in order in 2014. I'm telling you what we need to know about 2014. I'm telling you that judgment is coming. And the word of God said, get this business out of his house. I'm telling you, and I'm telling you, judgment is on its way. We've seen so much, so many different changes in the churches and even in our world. We're seeing so many changes, but I thank and praise God that his word remains the same. He's still the same God he was on yesterday and on last year. He's still the same God this year. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today, my guest is, well, he's not a guest no longer. He's been coming on for quite some time now. We have Pastor Harris with me today. I just thank the Lord for him. I thank and praise God for the word of wisdom that he's sharing out to the audience. I just thank and praise God, his word, and we need a word. We need to hear a word from the Lord in this last hour. We're seeing everything but the word of God. We're not seeing pastors that are building people's lives. They're building empires. And, oh, who got the biggest church in the community? Oh, my God, who drives the fastest car? Who got the biggest home? But I'm telling you, the word of God is telling us that we need to get all this filthiness out of his house. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you.
Glad to have you.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, get the filth out of the house, huh?
Get the filth out of the house, God.
We're going to the word of God, huh?
Praise God. We're going to the word of God. Direct your attention to Second Chronicles. The Chronicles records the history of the king. We thank God for the word of God. If you want to be free, if you desire to be free, it is the word of God that will give you direction and guidance that will cause your life to be free. And as Jesus said, free indeed, truly free. Amen. And you need to know what in 2014. We're going to read you scripture from Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, chapter 29. During the reign of Hezekiah. Bible said that Hezekiah was 25 years old. He began to reign, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David, his father, had done. We need some folks Amen. Men of God in the house of God that's going to do what's right.
Yes.
Amen. And we ever going to remind you throughout this broadcast and through this tonight, get the filth out of the house of God. And we're going to read in verse 5. The Bible states in verse 5, 2 Chronicles 29, verse 5. He said, for our fathers had trespassed. He said, hear ye the Levite, excuse me. Sanctify now yourself and sanctify the house of the Lord God of your Father. And carry forth the filthiness out of the holy place. Amen. God dealing with his people, and he was giving the message to the leaders first to get the filthiness out of the house of God. Amen. We're seeing a lot of stuff that's going in the house of God today that should not be in the house of God. There's a lot of filth. And the word filth implies something that is dirty, something that is indecent. It implies obscenity. In a place where it ought not, it is the house of God. Amen. The house of God should be a place that is sacred, a place that is sanctified, that set apart for God's people to come to hear a clear word. Not only to hear a clear word, but to come to praise him and come to worship God out of a pure heart. The Bible said, blessed are pure in heart, for they shall see God. And we're seeing in the house of God an all-time moral low. The standards are low, an all-time low in the house of God. But the word of the Lord speaks today, and God says through verse 5 to the Levites and the priests, the first thing you do is to get the filth out of the holy place, the house of the Lord.
Yes.
And the reason why this particular problem came about, he said, because of your father, Hezekiah's father, Ahaz. And as you would see in chapter 28, verse 24, that he was responsible for shutting the doors of the Lord's house. And not only that, the Bible said he cut in pieces the vessels that were in the house of God. The Bible said then after that he got rid of the holy things, the vessels of God in the house of God, those things that were sacred, and then he began to build altars in every corner in Jerusalem. And we're seeing altars being built today, not to sanctify the name of the Lord Jesus, but men have set in place in the house of God idols and activities that God himself has nothing to do with. When God comes in, come on, he comes to change and rearrange your life and transform you into a creature after his image. But we're seeing a lot of things that's happening that leaders are allowing filthiness, filthy spirits of every kind in the house of God. And hear the word of the Lord speaks to us today, and it says to the leaders today, you bishops and apostles and whatever your title may be, God is saying to the leaders, to the priests, to the Levites, those that carry the torch of the word of God, those who preach, and those who preach the sound doctrine of the word of God, he said, get the filth out of the house of God. Amen. And God gave a particular command to the priests and the Levites, and he told them particularly to sanctify yourself. And we hardly ever even hear the word being sanctified. And that word is a word that means to set yourself apart to be used of God.
All right.
Instead of folk allowing and opening themselves up to be used of God, They want to use God for their own benefit and for their own. Whatever they want to do is tell God to bless him. But the word of the Lord is speaking to us to get the filth out. And as we know, judgment is not just coming, but judgment is already here. You've seen that God is pouring out his wrath or his judgment upon those who have disobeyed the word of God and have allowed idols to be set up in the house of God. The Bible said judgment's going to start first in the house of God. In other words, get the filth out of the house of God. Amen. Those things that should be in the house of God, activities that should not be in the house of God just to draw people in, just to do a bunch of stuff that has nothing to do with building people's lives or building the kingdom of God. Get the filth out of the house of God. There are leaders that are responsible for opening their doors and opening the house of God to such vile and foul spirits in the house. They are parading filthy and unholy activity in the house of God today. But the word of the Lord is speaking to us, to you that are in leadership of any capacity. God is saying to you to get the filth out. And then second principle is for you to sanctify yourself, is to repent of your sinful activity and draw your heart nigh unto God. He said, if you draw nigh unto me, he said, I will draw to you when you draw to me. Get the filth out of the house of God. We got a lot of fleshly activities that are going on that has nothing to do with the Spirit of the Lord or the presence of God, those things that ought to be there in the house of God, that there might be continual deliverance and continual salvation, but they have shut the doors of the house of the Lord, that the presence of God cannot be present in the house of God because of the activity, because of the idol gods, and because of things we have allowed to creep into the house of the Lord today. And I believe that God is truly speaking, and he has raised leaders like Hezekiah up that will do the right thing. And even though you see the majority doing the wrong thing, God has a remnant out of the others that are doing, the majority. God has raised up a remnant of men and women that will do what God tells them to do. Amen. If God is telling you to do something, do what God tells you to do. God is our backer. Amen. He's going to back us up. Heaven is going to back us. He said, whatsoever that you bind on earth, he said, heaven is going to back you up. It shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loose. All of heaven backs us when we do what is right. But when we don't do what is right and honorable, and those things that are pure and holy in the house of God, representing the kingdom of God, the Bible says that God was angry with the children of Israel. He was angry with Judah. He was angry with Jerusalem. And the same today, when we don't do what God wants us to do, what he expects us to do, God's wrath is going to come upon your life without question. And that's why wrath and judgment was happening to the children of Israel and to Judah and Jerusalem, because there was filth, there was moral filth, there was idol worship in the house of God. They had shut the doors in God's house. Amen. But it's time for you in 2014 not just to make a resolution. See, the resolution that folks make today is nothing but wishful thinking. God wants you to make a decision, to make up your mind that I'm going to serve the Lord, to make up your mind, say no more would I allow this filthiness and these spirits that the devil had sent to destroy my life, to no longer rule my life. Get the filthiness out of the house of God. Amen. Everything that's immoral, everything that's dirty, everything that's not like God, get it out of the house of God. Get it out of your life. Blessings and favor and presence might be upon your life, and also that the presence of the Lord might rest in the house of God. Get the filth out.
You're right, Pastor. I was thinking when you was talking, you was saying get the filth out of, you know, God's house. I mean, it seemed like even just looking around at the nation with all the violence and, you know, with all the crime and everything that's going on, I mean, look like the church wouldn't even open the door for all the stuff that's out there in the world. You bring it in the house of God. I mean, where are people going to have, where are they going to get hope from? You're supposed to be, you know, ministering a word of life to these people. You know, there was a reason why he called pastors and, you know, preachers and teachers and gatekeepers. You know, you're supposed to be watching for people's souls. But it's just so much going on. It's so sad when you look around and you see all these things that people are doing in the house of God and thinking that it's okay, and it's not. I mean, if you're doing the same thing you were doing when you was in the world and now you're doing it in the house of God, I mean, they just have no respect. They don't have no fear whatsoever. I mean, they dancing the old songs where you did in the street, you know, when you was out in the club. The church looked like a club today, Pastor. It really does. It looks like a club. And it's so sad. I was looking at one person on a web page, one minister, and they had up there New World Order. And in the old, they had the X. They had a cross, but they X'd it out. And this is exactly what's going on today. They have X Jesus right out of the services. Nobody's being saved. And I thought in the book of Acts, it talks about, you know, people being saved, you know, coming to the house of God and, you know, giving their lives to the Lord. You know, he added, you know, to the house of God for people to be saved. Not they adding for entertainment and games and, I mean, you're doing the same thing, bingo and lion dance and crumping and bumping, all of this filth. And, you know, a lot of these leaders, I mean, pastors, you know, before they went on, you know, they had already established the ground, the foundation for that house, and now their sons and grandsons have come in and just polluted the house of God. They don't have their heart and mind, you know, for the things of God like their fathers and, you know, and everything. It's just so sad. It's really sad, and nobody's speaking out. You know, he was talking about Eli last week, you know, how his son, and, you know, they wasn't even saved, but, you know, they was in the house, and how they were just doing some everything, sleeping with the women, and you hear a lot of these pastors that are sleeping around with the women and sleeping around with the men and the little boys and the little girl, and just so much stuff going on, how the pastors robbing the members of the church, you know. It's just so much stuff. All of this
is filth, ain't it, Pastor? Amen. Get the filth out.
You know?
And this is what the word is implying to you, to us as the body of Christ. We've got to get things that shouldn't be in the house of God out of the house of God. Get the filth out of the house of God.
Well, a lot of these leaders, they're supposed to be, you know, that's over some of these other leaders, instead of them sitting them down, you know, they keep them up. So just like Eli, you know, he didn't correct his son. You know, he didn't sit them down. He didn't get them, you know, straight. You know, he just talked. But, and that's what's going on now. A lot of them say, well, I ain't sitting down. And, you know, they're thinking about their money and their materialism and, you know, all is filth. This is what we're talking about. The filth is in the house of God. And you hear different ones, well, hey, because they went to church and they see that they can dance in there and they can do mind dance and they can throw their legs up and do praise dance. And all these all this stuff and with the African music, and I'm telling you, doing Michael Jackson and the church talking about the Walking Dead, and it's just so much stuff.
Amen.
That's never, you know, not supposed to be in God's house.
Amen. God's house should be a place of purity.
Yes.
It should be a place that exclusively sanctified or set apart for God's presence
to rest.
But now we're seeing some of everything. I certainly agree with you. We're seeing some of everything in the house they're calling right wrong.
Right.
And wrong right.
Right.
They're literally having ballroom dance, slow dance.
Yeah.
Fast dancing. It has nothing to do with the Spirit of the Lord moving upon you. And you dancing unto the Lord. All of these dances that they're doing now are purely flesh. It is filth. And God is saying through the word of the Lord today, people of God, he's saying to us, get all of those spirits of filth out of the house of God. And people in the house of God are standards morally. They are morally correct. Not only just spiritually, but they are morally correct.
Right.
Whatever that's you know, going to benefit for them, that's what they do. Not for the sake of the kingdom of God, but purely and solely for them. They are shutting.
I tell you, ain't nobody mad but the devil. I tell you, he always trying to get in stuff, trying to put his hands in it. But if God be for us, who can be against us? I don't know where we left off at, but nevertheless, I was thinking when Pastor was talking about all the wickedness, let's go to Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5. And it said, God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of that thought of his heart was evil continuously. I mean, it's nonstop. Look around at this church. Look around. I mean, it's just so much going on, and it's so sad because we have young people and as well as old, you know, older people that, you know, been in the church for years. But the word of God said a wise man, a wise woman, a wise boy or girl, you know, will change, but a fool will remain the same. Come on, church. You need to run for your life like never before. He said, every wicked imagination. You look around in the church today, they're doing any and everything all in the name of Jesus, but not so. This is another Jesus they're talking about. They're not talking about the Jesus of Nazareth. Oh, no. They're talking about it's another Jesus. Ain't that right, Pastor?
Amen.
Get the filth out of the sanctuary. Get it out of his house. We are supposed to be the temple ourselves. It starts with you. You know, righteous living, clean, clean heart. You know, you need to do like David said, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Because look at the church. Oh, no, it's the wrong spirit flowing all through the sanctuary today. All right, Pastor.
Amen. God is certainly speaking to our generation. No use for you making a resolution. You've got to make a decision. You've got to make a decision for men to what God has said. And the scripture says that whatsoever that's right, he said, I'm gonna give you faith for everything that you do. And the reason why the church is blind and the world is blind because the church is blind. So they'll never see, the world will never see Jesus until we open, until the Holy Spirit begins to open up some things, our eyes and open up our hearts and begin to reveal some things that God is certainly not pleased with. And this particular scripture that God was about to pour his wrath or judgment. Judgment not only is coming, but judgment is already. And we're going to see some things in this 2014 if And so folks don't repent, God is gonna, he's gonna remove them out of their place. He said if you don't repent, he said all else. He told one of the churches and in the book of Revelation, he said all else. Or I will remove your candlestick. I'm gonna remove you. Verse 6, the Bible said, for our fathers have trespassed and done that which is evil in the eyes of the Lord, our God, and has forsaken him. Amen. And we're seeing a lot of folks have literally, spiritually, turned their backs on God. They want God to be there for them when things go bad. But it's time for you to commit and keep your vows or keep your commitment to him. Come on. Then people will just run off with other activities, other gods, other than to serve him with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul. The Bible said, and they've forsaken him and have turned away from the habitation of the Lord and have turned their backs. Verse 7, he said, also they have shut up the doors of the porch and put out the lamps, and have not burned incense, nor offered burnt offerings in the holy place unto the God of Israel. And for this, God was angry with his people. And I believe that God is going to pour wrath on this particular generation for opening the house of God to immorality. And what we're seeing nowadays in our present church dispensation as we live today, we're seeing a lot of filthiness. We're seeing a lot of unmorality. We're seeing unholy acts that are going on. And folks say they act like they don't see it, and folks are dressing skimpily. You know, the women come out with the showing all everything, all that they can show. And then, you know, that's unholy. That's not true. The Bible said that we ought to be people that are modest. You don't dress in a fashion and we call somebody to take their eyes off of Jesus and begin to look at your flesh.
Yeah.
The way that you present yourself.
That's true, Pastor. I mean, the church got a lot of gimmicks and games going on, you know, in the church. Also, you know, they're giving away, they're drawing people by giving them things. They're giving them everything but Jesus and giving him the answer. Jesus is the answer for the world today. I was looking at some of the different ministers' sites, and you see where they're giving away bicycles and giving away clothing, and, you know, and come on over here. Even got Steve Harvey. He's doing a giveaway to the church for choirs, the best choir, the best, you know, it's just the best everything. You know, like the, what's Mary Marino say, if you ain't doing it big, if your ministry ain't big, and if you ain't doing it big, then, huh, you know, and that's not God. All this stuff is considered filth that's going to came into the house of God, twisting people thinking, you know, they double-minded, you know, they really don't know right from wrong looking at the church today, you know, looking at these pastors and leaders that's leading the body today, you know, it's filth and they don't know it.
Praise God. But there is, for every decision that you make, brother,
all right,
there is a consequence. The Bible says that whatever man soweth, he's going to reap the harvest of what you sow. Your decisions will cause a consequence for your action. The Bible said in verse 8, the Bible said, wherefore the wrath of the Lord was upon Judah and Jerusalem. The saints of God, when you make decisions that you don't want to serve the Lord, but yet you're in a place supposed to represent the house of God, do you not know you're setting yourself up for the wrath of God, the anger of God, the judgment of God is going to be against you. It is not things that will cause you for your soul to be satisfied. We get things and we lose things. But our prime objective is to please the Lord and to do what is right in the eyes of the Lord. The Bible said that they did evil. Amen. You've seen a lot of folks who say his name, but yet they have interior motive of evil, selfish gain, and to do all types of stuff that God ain't got nothing to do with it. They just, you know, just for their sake to be, you know, get fame of their name instead of the lifting up the name of Jesus. And we're seeing it all around our country. We're seeing it all around our world that folks are competing against one another. God never called you, beloved, me or you or anybody else to compete. God wants you, and the number seven means completion. God wants to bring a completion and maturity about your life in 2014. 14, double. God wants to do something double in your life. Amen. God wants to give you strength. He wants to give you deliverance. God wants to bring completion in your spiritual life. That the first thing that you recognize and that you acknowledge that he is God, and besides him, there is no other. But we've got to get the filthiness, filthy, lewd spirits out of the house of God. Amen. At first, the priests, the leaders, got to sanctify themselves. And you see a lot of leaders at the Parliament show, the Beyonce show. You ain't got no business at Beyonce show. You ain't got no business at the Parliament, George Clinton, dope smoking, acid dropping, heroin, everything. You ain't got no business being at Beyonce showing all her backside, her front side, everything. You ain't got no business there because it's going to stir up your flesh rather than the Holy Spirit that wants to be leader in your life. The Bible says they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And I'm sure and I'm positive that the Holy Spirit did not lead you to Fantasia's show. It was your flesh. It was your flesh. It was your flesh, filthiness of your flesh, that led you to these secular shows. And you're preaching to thousands, but you go to her show and let her violate and devour your spirit. Get the filthiness out of the house of God. Get it out of you first. And then you can get it out of the house of God. And then you can minister with a pure flow to the people of God that they might follow you as you follow Christ. Get the filth out. Foundation has to be set. A strong foundation, a sure foundation has to be laid. The Bible said that Hezekiah tore up the foundation that his father laid and began to lay the foundation of the Lord in the house of God. And the first year that he reigned, the Bible said that he opened the door. Time for men of God to open the door. That the presence of God will come in. That the presence of God will change people's lives. That Jesus would be exalted and lifted up in people's lives. Get the filth out in these last and evil days. The Bible said, and that wherefore the wrath of the Lord, verse 8, was upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he has delivered them to trouble. Do you not know that you're opening yourselves up to wrath and trouble and vexation when we allow certain activities in our lives and in the house of God? God's going to bring judgment. God's going to bring wrath. The Bible says to acknowledgement and to hissing as you see with your eyes. Thank you, Lee. We're seeing a lot of things with our eyes today. That the devil is loose in the church. that he's in charge in the church today. Get the filth out. Renounce. Everything the devil's brought in, renounce, repent. Turn from your wicked way. God said, if my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves. Hezekiah humbled himself. But a lot of you leaders won't humble them. Won't humble yourself. Humble yourself under God's instruction. Humble yourselves. And get on your knees and call on the name of Jesus like never before. Humble yourselves and turn your breakdown and couple with fasting and prayer and seek the face of the Lord. Get the filthiness out of the house of the Lord. Amen. Get it out of the house of the Lord.
Yes, Pastor, you're right. You know, a lot of these leaders don't, like we were saying, a lot of these people will hand over minister, you know, the ministry was hand over to them. A lot of them didn't never even have a relationship with the Lord, you know, just placed in, you know, a lot of these young, a lot of these ministers, what, they 20s and 30s and everything, and they took over their grandfather, like I said, in their father's ministry, not having a heart, you know, for God. And, you know, people just need to repent, need to start with repentance. How you going to lead anybody? You need to repent yourself, turn from your wicked ways, turn away from yourself, because that's what's getting a lot of these pastors and leaders into trouble today. It's all about their flesh. It's about money coming, you know, and, you know, is this your best life now, and, you know, and stuff, but no, it's not. You need to turn from our wicked ways, you know, and repent. Turn back to God before time is too late. You know, God allows you to come into 2014,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we need to, you know, press forward.
Yeah.
We see all the signs of judgment all around about us.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you hear about murders, and, I mean, families not the same. I mean, people don't even care about their mothers, their fathers, or no one now. You know, like the Bible says, just violence fills the land.
Yeah.
You know, it's wickedness everywhere.
Yeah.
You never heard of people killing their mother, the
yeah.
one that gave you birth. But now, you know, the spirit is just everywhere. You know, of violence everywhere, and even in the house of God.
Yeah.
You know, it's violence everywhere. So, like you said, we got to, you know, turn our plate down, you know, on our knees and seek God like never before, you know, so that, you know, people's lives can be changed, and it starts with us first.
Amen.
So a lot of these leaders, like you said, you know, they're leading people and their minds are totally messed up. You know, they're committing suicide, you know. So, it's a lot. I mean, how are you going to lead people, you know, if you need help yourself? So the way to get help is get on your knees. It starts right there. So if the Lord allowed you to see 2014, we need to get on our knees and pray and
Amen.
See God's face like never before.
Praise God.
You know, and say, it's me, oh, Lord. You know, stop looking over there at your brother and sister and say, it's me. You know, so we can, you know, we can get right because Jesus is on his way back.
Amen.
We see earthquakes and divers of places. I mean, everything that the Word of God has warned us, we have seen.
Right.
There's nothing new, you know. There's nothing new. Under the sun, there's nothing new. These, the same old thing that's going on now has taken place before. But God has allowed us another year to get it straight, get started on our knees before him. Thank you, Pastor, for being with us today. Do you have any more to share with us before we go in prayer?
Praise God. The battle that we're in, the first place you got to win the battle is on your knees.
Yes.
Amen. And commune with God and talk with him and
yes.
allow him to talk with you.
Yes.
Amen. But we're certainly praying for those leaders.
Yes.
And have allowed activity in the house of God that should not be there.
Amen.
Amen. The church, foundation of the church is that they was in one place and they began to pray and the power of the Lord fell.
Yes.
Amen. And we need people of God to come in the house of God and begin to pray and to seek the face of God and thank of God. The word of the Lord lets us know that the power of the Lord is going to fall.
Yes.
And repent of things that you know that God is not pleased with, the filth that is in your personal life. Begin to repent.
Yes.
And turn to the Lord and ask him to do something in your heart, in your mind, in your life.
Yes.
Get on your knees.
Yes.
It's a place that we battle. It's also the place that God releases power when we begin to commune with him.
Yes.
And talk with him.
Amen.
Amen. Anything just won't do. We just can't let anything do. We just can't let anybody in our lives.
Yes.
To violate, to infiltrate.
Yes.
To talk you into doing stuff that you know God has not ordained for you to do. Because everybody's doing it don't mean that it's right.
Amen. Amen.
I don't care who it is. I don't care